I think it is a real joy, a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Saturday morning. We're grateful for God loving us, having mercy upon us, and saving us, and giving us a free gift. It cost me nothing. It cost Him everything. I'm just a wretched, rotten sinner saved by grace. That is, my flesh is depraved and undone, and of course it's rotten and depraved by nature. I have an Adamic nature, fallen nature. I'm still housed in it, but thank God I got a new nature living on the inside. That is God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. God operated on my heart 47 years ago, done something inside of me and changed the outside. He quickened me. He made me alive. He gave me without price, without money, a drink out of a well of living water. And I can truthfully say I've never thirsted again. He filled that empty vacuum inside me. I knew I was lacking something. I needed something. And I tried to fulfill that emptiness in me by worldly pleasures, sin for a season. And that's why people commit sin, because of the pleasure. And I've done my share, of course, or maybe even more so as a young man. I run, I drank, I smoke, I cussed, I gamble. I've done a lot of things that come natural to you if you just listen to your flesh. And Paul said, there dwelleth no good thing in me, that is in my flesh. And of course, I knew better, but it brought me satisfaction to my flesh. But I never was satisfied. Not the real me. I was empty. I was lacking something. I was missing something. I just couldn't put my finger on what it was. All I needed was regeneration. All I needed was the new birth. I just needed to be born again. That is Christ in me, God in me, the hope of glory. Happened to me 47 years ago. Something changed me on the inside. That something was the presence of the Lord Jesus. Got alive in me, quickened me. The Bible said, ye who were dead, now I used to be dead in trespass and sin, but He quickened me and made me alive and gave me eternal life. Without price and without money, it cost me nothing, it cost Him everything. I got me a drink out of a well of living water, and I've never thirsted again. I've never hungered for the world. That's not saying I've not been tempted. That's part of being human. But I've got no desire to run with the world any longer. He put a new nature in me, a new desire in me, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. And it's been a wonderful 47 years. I've not endured it. I've enjoyed it. What a blessing it is. What a privilege. What an honor it is to know Him as your personal Savior. Now, I always knew about Him back far as I can remember. I preach about this a lot because it was so. My mother told me about Him. I knew there was something special about His name. But I did not know Him in the forgiveness of my sins. I didn't know Him as my personal Savior. And I come to that place where I have come to Him, my broke heart and my contrite spirit. And I called on Him, that mercy upon me. And I really didn't even know how to pray. But I surrendered myself. I gave myself. I knew who He was. I knew what He'd done. I knew God raised Him from the dead. And I ask Him to have mercy upon me, a sinner. And again, the psalmist said, this poor man cried, the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all his trouble. The world today is so confused. It grieves my heart. They're not getting any real preaching. And the greatest majority of what is supposed to be a church is not a thing in the world but a community clubhouse. They go there for gatherings, for party. They call it fellowship. They wouldn't recognize fellowship. Our fellowship is truly with the Father. It's not eating, drinking, and being married and carrying on. There's nothing wrong with that. But you do, you got houses to do that in. Church is not a place for those kind of things. They may be accepted to be on the grounds or something, for a place set aside for those things, maybe just for the homecoming or something of nature. But just to gather there, just to feed one another, and then go in and not get any feeding from the Word of God, that's an abomination in the sight of God Almighty. And the church has been turned over to a community clubhouse, beloved. Just some place where folk go together to chat with one another, talk with one another, and make one another, I guess, feel good. God have mercy on people. They've got blind leaders of the blind in the pulpits. They've got wolves in sheep clothing. They've got hirelings, beloved, in the pulpit. They're not real. The God is their belly. They glory in their own shame, beloved. And the only thing interesting in is a big fat salary. It's an easy way to make a living for them because they don't hardly do anything but run around and just deceive the people. They're deceivers. The Bible said they themselves are deceiving one another, yet them also themselves are being deceived. Men of corrupt mind, the reprobated minds, ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. These men, beloved, the pulpits, and women too nowadays, they'll fall in the pulpits. And God help, I wouldn't have God they were real, but the majority of them, the great majority of them, they're not real. I wish they were. If they were, they would have more revival, they'd have more conversion, would have a whole lot of less chaos, confusion, and sin, beloved, on every hand. It's getting worse and worse and worse, just like the Lord Jesus said that it would. It's in the last days. He said, in the last days, that they people, but be men, would be lovers of their own selves, proud, boasters, blasphemers, children disobedient to parents, unthankful, and worldly truth breakers, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. We're living in perilous times, dangerous times, beloved. It is going to get worse before Jesus comes. They push him out of government, push him out of school, push him out of society. You know what type of a government and society we now are living in, beloved? God have mercy. It's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Evil men will wax worse and worse. And beloved, we're going to get down pretty soon, I believe, to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the clouds of glory at this church. And I'm not talking about church members. I'm talking about members of the body of Christ. And you can join the Lord assembly, beloved, and that's not going to take you to heaven. You can put on the case of the do-betters, and that's not going to take you to heaven. You can be baptized, beloved, sprinkled on baptized a million times. That's not going to get you to heaven. You can just put on the case of the feel-good and start treating your neighbor well and giving you money and go to every service and every meeting that they got, beloved, and still wind up going to hell. Jesus said you must be born again. Not of a corrupt seed, but an incorrupt seed by the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Now what am I talking about? I'm talking about having your sins forgiven, being born again. Not of a corrupt seed, that's the flesh, but an incorruptible seed by the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. But you must be born again. He's got to get alive in you. Here's the wonderful sweet thing about it, beloved. He don't make you. He don't force you. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son to whosoever, and included me, whosoever believed in Him, should not perish, could not, would not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him, that is Jesus, might be saved. Jesus is a Savior. Everybody's a sinner. Everybody's sinned. But there's not the one that's sinless. That's why He's the same. He wasn't born like we were born. He wasn't born the will of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, beloved. But He was born of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost of God, beloved, an immaculate birth. He was born divine, beloved, because He is divine. He's the Son of God. He's God reincarnate in a human body. God became man. It said it pleased God to bruise Him. That's Jesus. It pleased God to bruise Him. The chastisement of peace was and is upon Him. He took our place. He bore our sins in His own body on the tree. The just for the unjust, the holy for the unholy, the righteous for the unrighteous, that we might have hope. We might be reconciled back to God Almighty through the blood of His cross. And it took a perfect sacrifice. That's what all the law, everything under the law, beloved, all those offerings that they brought, beloved, required blood. The Bible said outside the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. Now that was trying to point to something and make a great point that without blood, that is the blood of a sacrifice, a lamb without spot, a lamb without blemish, the best that they had to offer. Now those were animals, beloved. They weren't perfect, but they wanted them to be without blemish, without spot. It represented God's lamb, God's sacrificial lamb, the lamb for ordained before the foundation of the world. The Lord Jesus went into a covenant with God Almighty before the world ever was. He was, the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and God was the Word. And John it said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. He said, the law came by Moses. God gave Moses the law, living on Mount Sinai, Mount Horeb, the Mount of God. Gave him the law, but the commandment, the precept, the judgment, the statutes, all these things to help men to govern themselves and of course to be without an excuse. They were without any hand because they had a God-given conscience, but if it put it before their eyes because it could not deny what God had gave. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, and so on and so forth. The beloved that never was given to save you. If you could get saved by doing the law, keeping the law, but you can't do that to begin with. If you're guilty at one point, you're guilty of all. You're found guilty before God as a sinner. And the Bible said the law is and was our schoolmaster, our teacher, helped us realize we were sinners and to bring us unto God. And realize that God had to provide a sacrifice. And He did in His own Son, the Lord Jesus Himself, reincarnate, living in human flesh. He got down and became man, the Son of Man, yet God Almighty in a human body. The Word was made flesh, and He dwelt among us. We beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. He is the grace of God that brought salvation, beloved. And there's none other name under heaven given among men where all the world, it's a must now, must be saved. God has highly exalted Him. Thank God for that. There's something special about His name. Yes, I'm just a sinner, a wretched sinner saved by God's marvelous, amazing grace. There's nothing good about me that is in my flesh. But inside me, beloved, in my eternal immortal soul, praise God, I've got on the inside of me the Spirit of a living God. And Apostle Peter, Jesus said the angels in heaven, they desired to look into this thing that God put His holy presence, His Holy Ghost, or His presence inside mortal beings. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a joy. What a fellowship. What a peace is mine. Thank God I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. I know, as Paul said, in whom I have believed. I'm persuaded He's able to keep that I've committed unto Him against that day. Beloved, I'm saved. I know I'm saved. You can't be saved and not know it. The Bible said you know you pass from death unto life. God gives you love for the brethren, for the blessed book, that is His Word, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit of God. Thy Word, He said, David said, Thy Word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. Yes, I love this book. Oh, He said, oh, how love I thy law. The Word of God is sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. It's more precious than gold, yea, above much fine gold. Thank God there's nothing you can compare with this blessed book, the Bible. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How can they hear? The Bible said, without a preacher, how can He preach except He be sent? Salvation is a gift, and God, as many as He calls, He qualifies. Somebody said, you've been to the seminaries? I call them cemeteries nowadays. Most of them are blind leaders of the blind. Beloved, yes, I've been to a seminary that is the seminary of all my needs, beloved, and supplication and prayer. And God's educated me. I got a long way to go. I know very little, but what little I do know, God gave it to me. And beloved, the Bible said it's spiritually given. It must be spiritually discerned. This is God's Bible. He said, whom He calls, He'll qualify. He'll justify first of all, and beloved, then He'll sanctify, and then He'll qualify. I'm glad I'm not much of anything, but He's everything to me. Many things that I am, beloved, I don't know a whole lot, but what little I know, God's educated me, and I appreciate it. And when I look at this book, the Bible, I realize how ignorant I really am. The Bible said, if any man think he knows anything, he don't know anything at all. I know I don't know anything like I need to know, hope to know God being my helper, but what little I do know, I want to apply it, beloved, as God gives me inspiration and uses me. I don't know anything. I don't write down anything. It's written upon the fleshly tables of my heart. I just sit down. God got something to say to me and through me. I open up my mouth and God gives it to me, and I try to shut up real quick when He gets through with me. I'm not here to impress you. I'm not here to do anything in the world but to help you and talk to you and speak to you about the wonderful words of life. Yes, sir. Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. I love this book, the Bible. It's a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. I want to daily hide His Word in my heart that I might not sin against Him. Thank God for His great salvation and again saving a wretched, vile sinner such as myself. I was lost and undone without God and His Son, but I'm glad the song says He reached way down for me. Yes, sir. I'm glad when He picked me up and lifted me up, He put my feet on a firm foundation, and that rock is Christ. The gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against the church of the living God. And if you're not saved, my prayer to God is for you that you might be. Jesus died for you. If you'll give yourself up and repent, He'll save you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God help you to call on Him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. I guarantee you, He'll save you. When He does, you'll know it. See, my time just about gone. Write to us. Pray for us. And God bless you. It's our prayer in His name. Amen.